You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Oh, I could never get sick of that song, eh?
I love it too.
It's just so good. How are you going, really? Chris?
Oh, very well. Very well. Loving it out there. I was going to say I'm a bit late, but I'm not. I'm perfectly on time.
Yeah, but you were perfectly on time.
But I was slightly delayed because I had to pause for a moment, have a little moment of reflection, and a big fatty. And I implore everyone, stop what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Right now, just stop. That's an order. You've heard it on the radio. It's official. So stop what you're doing. Roll the fatty for Sam the Skunk Man. Sam the Skunk Man, Dave Watson. He passed away a couple of days ago, on the 28th. Known as Sam the Skunk Man because he was the breeder of skunk.
Wow.
And along with many, many other strains. And chances are, if you're smoking cannabis today, you're smoking his shit or something descended from it.
Wow.
Not just skunk. Hindu Kush, Haze, the whole Haze family, Amnesia, Silver Pearl, California Orange, Early Girl, Afghan Number One, Durban Poison.
Incredible. So Haze behind... All of those.
Or he brought the strains, you know, to Amsterdam and released them to the world. So Dave, he actually formed a... I met him in 2008. And I knew him as the chairman. That's how I was introduced to him, the chairman. So he's a man of many aliases, or was.
The chairman.
He founded the seed company in Santa Cruz in the 70s. And then when the whole drug war thing happened in America, he, a bunch of a whole other Americans, that kind of decamped to Amsterdam. And he brought with him... He told me it was a kilo of seeds. I looked it up. Vice say it was 250,000 seeds. So that might equate. And in these seeds, it was, you know, all these what became, after a bit of selection and a bit of breeding, became all these things. And together with Rob Clark, who some people might know as the author of Marijuana Botany and Hashish. And in fact, Dave and Rob and a guy, John McPartland, who used to be a professor at Unitech.
Wow, Unitech!
Yes, and back in the was this late 90s, early 2000s, he got a license together with med school here, and they had New Zealand's first CBD up at Auckland Med School. And at that point, there hadn't been a single study published where any human being had ever taken it.
CBD?
And they said to me, you know, you could have some, but you might never get high again. We have no idea what it does.
Oh my gosh.
So I declined. But of course, you would get high again.
That
so,
is a really terrifying threat, though.
Yeah, I know.
You might never get high again.
So they wrote a book called Hemp Diseases, Pests and Management, and that got banned in New Zealand, the only country in the world to ban it, because they said it's a grow book, and it's actually a hemp book.
It's a hemp book.
Yeah, so we have this little New Zealand link there. But so Dave and Rob Clark, they formed this company called Hortifarm BV, and they were actually the only company in all this time that's ever had a breeding license in the Netherlands, and for some reason. And and so they have, as I say, been able to bring all these incredible strains. And you know, even the things that are kind of famous today, chances are these other ones are the building blocks. They're what's gone into it. Skunk number one, for people who don't know, some people might not know this, it's actually Mexican sativa crossed with Columbia Gold and Afghan Indica. And it won the very first High Times Cannabis Cup in 1988.
I love it. Yes. I love it. But everything that has won since, could you even surmise, maybe a descendant?
Absolutely, particularly of skunk. And, you know, ones like Haze, you know, is just incredibly, you know, it's a great cross to a whole lot of others. So you get all these crosses of Haze. Amnesia, still like one of the number ones in the Netherlands, and very popular in Spain and places like that. So, and I know the things like Silver Pearl, they were huge here in the 90s.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
So there you go, roll one up.
Roll one up for Sam.
For Sam.
Sam the Skunk Man.
It's an order. And when I met him, I'll just briefly relate the story.
Do it.
It was 2008. I was over in Amsterdam, got invited, I was staying with Rob Clark actually, and got invited, hey, you got to come on to this party we organise, Legends of Hashish. Right. And talk about imposter syndrome. So I'm in this Afghan restaurant that are closed for the night. There's about 50 or so people there. They are the creme de la creme of Amsterdam's hash scene, and people who literally smuggle caravans from Afghan and all that kind of stuff. Like, these were the people. And Mila, who invented the pollinator, and Bubble Man, all these other kind of legends of the hash scene were there, and there's little old me. And you're supposed to bring the best hash you've got, right?
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And I had to spend all day going around all these colleges trying to find the best hash in Amsterdam. Thought I had the best. Thought I did. And I go to this thing, it is the worst in the room by a long shot, you know? So just what you could actually get privately compared to what was in there. And they were playing these videos. Dave was. He was the chairman. He was chairing this meeting of all these people, and playing these films that he had shot in the 80s, and it was in Afghanistan. And these mullah guys, you know, with their Kalashnikovs and that, but they are standing with this huge person-sized water pipe. They call it a chilling, massive big thing.
Wow.
And they have this huge clay bowl going into what they call a sakona, and they were filling it with these massive, like, and we're talking golf ball chunks of hash just thrown in there. And then these guys, they clearly want to talk to God, and they do. Like, it's a very spiritual experience for them. And then they're spasming on the ground, they're out of every orifice, they're vomiting, they're, you know, and then they're dancing and trancing and singing and that. And
incredible.
We're all watching it going, what the hell?
What the hell?
Then the chairman, he wheels out this exact bloody thing, and he goes, right! And this is why they have cushions on the floor for when you fall over. And he actually pulls out this 80s Afghani hash that's been in the deep freeze for all that time. 80s Hindu Kush ice hash. And Moroccan, and then layers up 25 grams of it in the sarcona.
25 grams?
And I kid you not, despite this being the creme de la creme, people were falling over. But it was reenacting this film. It was incredible.
Oh.
So, and I don't say this, listener, to encourage excess, but just as a tale.
Well, it's another kind of use, I guess, you know.
Oh, yes.
That's a different kind of objective.
I will state on the record it was the highest I've ever got.
Wow, that was said here today, people.
For the record.
Wow, so, what a story.
Thank you, Skunk Man.
Thank you, Skunk Man.
And R.I.P.
Yeah.
And then if we could just move on then. But this is slightly Amsterdam related too. This was in The Guardian, and just shows, well, it might be amazing stuff there. But like I said, you know, you can get so much better out of the coffee shops. So they went in this new study, sampled the cannabis sold in the coffee shops. They found lead, pesticides, and bacteria, including the old fecal coliforms, which we all love. And this is a little baseline contamination study, because they are going to let some licensed growers and properly licensed shops start doing a trial in April. So they get this baseline of what the semi-legal tolerated coffee shops do compared to when these properly licensed ones.
Ones. I mean, if they're finding things like lead and pesticides, I think a little bit of regulation wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. So even though Dave and Rob had the only license for the breeding, a lot of coffee shops don't have, you know, they're actually illicit. They're just kind of tolerated. So, that's the idea there, is clean it all up. That was Normal Noted this week, one of 35,000 scientific papers published about cannabis in the past decade.
That's whopping.
So, yes, it definitely belies the claim that we don't know enough about it. But here's something that actually people might think, oh, that goes against my stereotype. New study, University of Oklahoma, one of these 35,000. Consumers engage in greater levels of physical activity on days they consume cannabis.
Makes sense.
It's not the sitting around on the couch. It's actually increasing enjoyment of physical activity.
Yeah.
Or they speculated people will be using it as a reward after doing something. I mean,
exactly.
I deserve a joint now.
I've done all this stuff.
Yeah. 31 more minutes of physical activity on days they consume cannabis, what they found.
Wow.
So there you go.
It's quite a difference.
That's what's. We've all just rolled our fatties for Sam, and now go for a run.
Go for a run. Go for a swim.
And speaking of the benefits of regulation, so this was an analysis of America that came out this week, all the different states that have regulated cannabis. They found that a strong correlation, if it was legal, there was a steep decline in teenage marijuana use.
Which is great.
With the age-restricted access.
Wow, yeah. I mean, it allows you to actually monitor.
It takes away the kind of rebellion aspect. That's what I always found in Amsterdam. Speaking of which, I never once saw a teenager trying to get into a coffee shop. Not even try with the fake ID.
Yeah.
Just totally uninterested. Just like, you boring adults.
Yeah.
With your stupid weed. And contrast that to here, this is on Radio New Zealand, warning over Facebook Marketplace deals issued after string of violent robberies. Again, you know, going to the heart of why we want it regulated. So this is police warning people. I thought this was kind of interesting, this bit sad for the people that it was happening to. People thought they were picking up cannabis purchases only to be threatened and fleeced. Canterbury District Prevention Manager Inspector Ash Tabb said there'd been weapons involved. It's also some fake buyers selling from stealing from sellers. They think it's the tip of the iceberg because people will be reluctant to report this, but they're actually saying, no, do come to us even if you are involved with buying and selling drugs. They're going to go after the dodgy people, not the people that were fleeced.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very cool for them to say that. And a Tab warned, if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
And very helpfully, he said, suggest meeting the person for your weed in a public space, not at midnight down an alleyway.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. That's, and also, not inviting them anywhere near your turf.
Yeah, well, there's that, but some of the rip-off peoples want people to meet them in weird places.
Oh.
You know, middle of the night, out of the way, that kind of thing. So instead, no, buy your cannabis somewhere very public. Is what the police are saying.
Facebook Marketplace, so hey, that's a really interesting choice for.
I can't say I'd even do it. I'm not going to buy a weed off Facebook. Jesus.
I know. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to sell my handbag though, so if you're looking.
Okay. Took a swap for a 50.
Yeah, there you go. But no, that is a strange place. I mean, I wouldn't trust it. Personally.
No. That'd
scare the.
I mean, if you're getting
peepees out of me.
Poop and bacteria and lead in Amsterdam, then you're certainly going to be getting it off some dodgy Facebook deal here. And of course, you know, yes, you can do your lunchtime in a public place weed deal, as the police are saying.
Right.
Do it in front of the police station for added protection.
In front of the police.
Go get a prescription.
Go get a prescription.
Now, without wanting to sound like I'm promoting these products, because that wouldn't be allowed.
No,
but
this
I can
got me. I
just
was
advise.
Like, wow.
I can just advise.
We're just advising you.
Without naming them. There are two new products launched this week. $79 for 10 grams.
That's crazy.
That's the lowest price ever.
Good.
One's a sativa, the other's an indica. They're 18% THC.
Great.
And that's not a promotion. Just an advisory.
That is the cheapest... I think anyone.
Yes.
It the cheapest
that's
you've
the
seen
point
it?
For me. That's the point for me. This is news because that is the cheapest legal cannabis that we've ever had in New Zealand. So,
and
certainly a lot cheaper than the illicit market. So,
good stuff.
Yeah. There you go. So if you want a prescription and get some of that, come on down to the shop or give us a ring and we can hook you up with a doctor and they'll give you a call back and make it all happen, assuming it's all good. And next Wednesday, finally, we got the Drug Foundation. This is the day before Waitangi and Laneway. So Wednesday, K-Road's doing a huge thing. It's like the first Thursday, but it's not. It's like the first Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they're calling it the Karangahapi Way, I believe.
Nice.
And there's all sorts of things happening. But at the shop, we've got the Drug Foundation going to bring in their technical machines and check your stuff. So if it's the mystery substance as you're preparing for Laneway, then get it checked. It's 2 to 6 p.m. next Wednesday, the 5th of February. They can also test cannabis concentrates in edibles and oils and things. Just not the flower. Not the flower,
okay,
unfortunately.
All right. Oh, that's really good because, you know, with all these massive events going on, you've got to get them checked. Just do it. Mm. Honestly, there's no shame in it and you can go and actually have a good time.
That's right. It's legal and confidential. And in fact, it's so confidential, they can't ask your name and no records kept or anything like that. So, and no charges can be brought. It's like a protection built into the law. So,
very cool. If you're heading to Laneway, get them checked at the hemp store next Wednesday. We've got lots of texts coming in saying favourite strains.
Ooh, what have we got?
Remembering Skunk number one, Jack Hera, Blueberry and AK-47.
Mmm. Yes.
So shout out to Sam.
All good ones. Blueberry's Canadian, and the AK-47, yeah, that's a very good one.
Yeah.
Serious seeds. There's probably one more cannabis cups than any other single strain.
Heard a bit of love for that one. Hey, thank you so much, Chris. It was informative and delightful, as usual. That was Marijuana Media for another week.
Do it, man.
That was... Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me...
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.